question of the podcast is,
what conflicts did Eli Weisel face in Night?
What conflicts does Eli Weisel face in Night? Eli Weisel, the author of Night, had faced many problems during his time at the concentration camps. Some of these conflicts were internal and external. Let's dive in to see what these conflicts were.
One conflict that Eli faces is his faith in God. As he arrives at the concentration camps for the first time in Birkenau, Eli witnesses the horrors that await. When Eli first arrives, he sees those who are unlucky suffering and says, "Never shall I forget those moments that murdered my God and my soul and turned my dreams to ashes." As Eli's time as an inmate at Birkenau, later Buna, Eli would continue to question God and his faith. The day Eli saw the people getting hanged, he asked God where he was, and Eli looked at the people saying God was there hanging in the gallows. The longer Eli stayed in the concentration camps, the longer the horrors of the Holocaust eroded, and what little faith in God he had left.
Eli had to face a self-conflict about his motivation to keep up with the camp, to live, especially for his father, who is very old and has very low chances of surviving the camps. For example, Eli said, "I had no right to let myself die. What would he do without me? I was his sole support." Eli wants to die because of the excruciating pain he's gone through and feels hopeless about being liberated by the Russians from the camps. The only reason he's staying alive is for his father, Shlomo Weisel. They have endured so much torture together from the camps, and they don't want to be separated. As long as his dad is alive, Eli is motivated to avoid the temptation to die.
Eli had to face a conflict at the camp as well. He was fighting for his life every day in Auschwitz. He was being starved, brutally beaten, and mentally scarred by the things he had seen. Eli was both broken mentally and physically to the point where he said he was face to face with the angel of death. Eli wasn't scared of death anymore. He just wanted to make sure that his dad was all right. Eli would get humiliated regularly and almost died a couple of times in the camps. This was the big conflict because Eli was trying to survive every day.
Everything that Eli went through shows the conflicts he had to endure in the camps alone with his father, as well as his faith in God and everything else. Eli's memories of the camp is a reminder of the conflicts he had in his life. Even though Eli had all these conflicts, he still managed to move on with his life, even though his faith in God was withering away. This endurance has allowed Eli, along with his father, to make it to Glashwitz.
You know, I gotta say, Louis, like, this book should be read by every person in this universe, don't you think?
Yeah, I believe everyone in this universe, I hope you're hearing this right now, everyone should read this book, Night. Because it'll give you guys a very great summary about someone who survived this infamous event, the Holocaust.
Yep, I couldn't agree more with you. Well, I am Chewie.
And I am Louie. And we are out.
Later.